Good morning, Oregon. It's Friday, December 2nd. This is Elena Neal Sachs with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Like soccer and have $60 million to spare? You may be in luck, because the Portland Thorns are now for sale. Merritt Paulson's announcement came Thursday, marking the end of his decade-long tenure as owner of the most successful club in National Women's Soccer League history. The decision comes on the heels of a series of controversies involving team executives. Paulson will maintain ownership of the Portland Timbers, his Major League Soccer club, and according to a knowledgeable source, he's looking for at least $60 million for the Thorns. As part of the sale, he will include a $1 million donation to help establish the NWSL Player Safety Department. Paulson's decision to sell comes after a U.S. soccer investigation found he and his executives enabled and vouched for a former Thorns coach accused of sexual misconduct. Following the investigation, Paulson fired two executives and stepped down as CEO of both teams. In the investigation's aftermath, fans of the Thorns and Timbers called for Paulson to sell both teams. Calls for him to sell the Timbers remain. On Wednesday, Portland leaders approved a $27 million cash infusion to jumpstart an aggressive new approach to reducing homeless street camping. The 3-0 vote by the City Council is part of a larger spending package, which will include funds to restructure the city's government, among other initiatives. Commissioner Joanne Hardesty was not present at the vote, but she previously indicated she would not support the homelessness plan. She's echoed concerns raised by dozens of people who testified against the plan at a pair of contentious council hearings. A leading concern has been the total ban of street camping. The plan aims to create thousands of new affordable housing units in the next decade and get more unsheltered people into addiction or mental health treatment. But most controversially, it will also force unsheltered people into large, city-run tent sites and ban camping outside of those sites. Most of the $27 million will be used to construct and operate the three 250-person tent sites for a year, hire new homeless outreach workers, and fund the city office that cleans and sweeps encampments. The city has yet to say where it plans to build the new tent sites. Oregon's Measure 114 drew its third legal suit Thursday as the National Rifle Association's Oregon affiliate and several other parties joined forces. The filing came a day before a judge hears arguments on whether to delay the gun control measure from taking effect. The NRA suit argues that the measure imposes, quote, severe and unprecedented burdens on people seeking to lawfully acquire a gun under the Second Amendment, as well as banning what it says have become standard magazines of ammunition. The measure passed narrowly and is set to take effect next Thursday. In addition to banning the sale, transfer, and manufacture of magazines that contain more than 10 rounds, it requires a permit to buy a gun and prevents any gun sale or transfer before a criminal background check is completed. The latest lawsuit, as well as the previous two, argue the measure violates the Second Amendment right to bear arms and the right to due process. According to proponents of the measure, the new regulations are designed to reduce mass shootings, suicides, and homicides. Another major track and field event is headed to Eugene's Hayward Field. The venue played host to the World Athletics Championships this past summer and will stage the 2023 USA Track and Field Outdoor Championships next July. The meet is a precursor to the 2023 World Championships in Budapest, Hungary. The USA Track and Field U20 Championships will also be in Eugene from July 7th through 9th. The indoor championships are set for mid-February in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.